EcoScoops word met trots vervaardig deur NewsCoop. Hallo, ek is Isabel Potgieter en jy is ingeskakel by EcoScoops, die ruimte waar ons ondersoek instel oor hoe gesonder landskappe tot gesonder lewens lei. In vandag se program gesels ons verder met Faye O'Connor van One Carbon World. One Carbon World is 'n nie-winsgewende organisasie wat fokus op klimaataksie en die netto-nul oorgang. Hulle ondersteun organisasies van alle groottes om hul koolstofvoetspoor te meet en te verifieer en beplan dan hoe om uitlatings te verminder in lyn met wetenskaplik gebaseerde teikens. Maar soos ouder gewoonte, kyk ons eers na omgewingsnuus hooftrekke. Die Wêreldbank se jongste Water Waste verslag waarsku dat wêreldwye munisipale vaste afval van 2,6 miljard ton in 2022 tot 3,9 miljard ton teen 2050 kan styg. Deur gebruik te maak van data van 217 lande en ekonomieë, bevind die verslag dat ongeveer 1/3 van die wêreld se afval tans van bestuur word, of dit word nie versamel nie, of dit word openlik gestort. Die bank beklemtoon dat verbeterde beleide, beleggings in moderne afvalstelsels en 'n verskuiwing na sirkulêre ekonomie-modelle afvaltoename kan belemmer, terwyl dit werksgeleenthede en ekonomiese ontwikkeling ondersteun. Dit beklemtoon ook dat die vinnigste toenames verwag word in vinnig verstedelikende streke soos Afrika, suid van die Sahara en Suid-Asië, wat die behoefte aan getekende internasionale ondersteuning beklemtoon. Die advertensieregulerende raad ARB het 'n klagte gehandhaaf wat Total Energies van Groenwas beskuldig oor beweringe dat hul Excellium diesel B10 laer CO2 uitlatings in Suid-Afrika bied. Die omgewingsgroep Fossil Free SA het aangevoer dat die oliereus se advertensies verbruikers mislei het deur beduidende klimaatvoordele te impliseer sonder voldoende wetenskaplike stawing. Die ARB het saamgestem dat die bemarking die publiek oor die produk se ware omgewingsimpak kan mislei en het gelas dat die beweringe nie weer in hul huidige vorm gebruik word nie. Die saak kom te midde van toenemende wêreldwye ondersoek na olie- en gasmaatskappye se klimaatsverwante advertensies en die akkuraatheid van hul volhoubaarheidsbeweringe. Vandag gesels ons verder met Faye O'Connor van One Carbon World. Faye, dankie dat jy weer by ons aangesluit het. Herinner asseblief ons luisteraars, wat is One Carbon World en wat doen julle?
Yes, so One Carbon World is a UK headquartered not-for-profit organisation. We like to think of ourselves as a one-stop shop on climate change. So we are there to help organisations that could be everything from a very small business to a government on their net zero journey. We will do that through measuring, if that's what the organisation needs. So we can measure emissions and we can measure sequestration as well. We can help set targets, including under the SBTI, the Science Based Targets Initiative. We help people set their trajectories for decarbonisation, and we can handhold through that with advice and introductions. And we also enable the access to high quality carbon credit projects for those organisations that want to invest in those, but only as part of a decarbonisation journey. And finally, we also co-build and co-create some of those nature-based solution projects in order to generate more flow of high-integrity carbon credits and to unlock sustainable financing for sustainable development.
Kweekhuisgasvrystellings en die wedloop na netto nul is van die bepalende omgewingsuitdagings van ons tyd. Op watter aspek van hierdie probleem fokus One Carbon World die meeste?
I think it's really hard to boil it down to one thing. If I was going to choose one thing, I would choose really focusing on trying to drive to net zero as quickly as possible. We're all very conscious that there are tipping points out there. So that is why we are completely unapologetic that we see that the use of carbon credits and the voluntary carbon market and the compliance carbon market are a vital part of the journey short term, in that they should enable more meaningful and more climate action to be taken in the place that it's most economical to do that.
Wat is jou voorstelle om netto nul vinniger te bereik en wat sou die impak op grondvlak wees?
We also think that that means that you can unlock private finance flows to sustainable development action more broadly, whether that is gender inclusion or it is sustainable livelihoods. And so for us, it's really, really important that we are moving as quickly as we can to create as much climate action as possible in the communities on the front line, where often with nature-based solutions, climate action meets climate adaptation. So there are lots of co-benefits there. Basically to try to give us as much time as we can to solve the decarbonisation issue, which we know people aren't moving on quite as fast as I think any of us would like.
En dit was Faye O'Connor van One Carbon World. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons ingeskakel het. En dit was nog 'n uitsending van EcoScoops, trots vervaardig deur NewsCube.